Suffering of this generation. We're trying to learn from Avraham Avinu how to deal with the unique nisyonos that we have in this generation. Let's take the next step. Understand what the unique nisyon of this generation is, the unique mechoma that's against us. The heading of this paragraph is called Hachet HaGodol B'Yoseh Hulishkoch Ki Ata Ben Melech. The biggest sin a person can do, chet, whatever a chet is, mistake a person can make. Chet l'mais is a mistake. The biggest mistake a person can make is to forget that he's the king's son. That's the heading of this paragraph. The emunah ki bishvid nivre ha'olam, and I'm important, me personally, not as a klal, as a yochid, is very important to Hashem. Who emunah nitzreches b'yoseh b'doreinu, that's the emunah that's more important than anything else in this generation. Zu ha'yiseh darko shel Avraham Avinu, v'zeh haya gam chidushoy ha'godol. This was Avraham's path, and it was his enormous chidush. Hu gilas ha'kesha chazak v'anela, he was the one that revealed and made known and connected and got people to understand the enormous kesher there is between us, a human being, a yid on his own, and a kodesh baruch hu. Shekol ha'tachlis v'hanachas ruach sheyesh lebarei lamolmeinu bo mihayuhudi. All the purpose and nachas that Hashem gets from this world comes from a Jew. His beloved son that lives in this lowly world. What's the worst avera that a person could do in this world? He put his head down on the table for a long time. They were waiting in anticipation, in trembling for his answer. Afterwards, he lifted up his head. The worst sin, the most awesome sin that a Jew can do is to forget that he's a Ben Melech. That's the nisayon of this generation. Please suffer kashem shinit nulanes an nisayon. Nitulane gamas akein, lit my daddy, my batzlocha. If Hashem gave us this nisayon, then He gave us the tools to deal with this nisayon batzlocha. Lechain mutal alein el avin mi anu. Therefore, it's incumbent upon us to know who we are. Ma mitrachesh svivenu velilmod ma chovotenu balomainu. To know what's going on around us and to learn what our obligations in this world are. Amen. Come on, don't forget you're a Ben Melech. You first have to know you're a Ben Melech and then not forget it. What?
To be son of
what it means to be a Ben Melech? Well, that's what we mean learning the whole Sefer. Yeah. That's the whole Sefer has been teaching what it means to be a Ben Melech.
No, because someone he can think he's a Ben Melech, but he has no obligation. He's
a terrible mistake, that.
Yes.
No, if he knows he's a Ben Melech, he understands he has a chrayus.
He doesn't assume his responsibilities.
So then he doesn't know that he's a Ben Melech. He thinks he's something else, but who knows that he's a Ben Melech? He has to know what a Ben Melech is, and Achinam. To the extent that a person recognizes his nisayon, kein gedolim sikuim likmoded mulo b'sefer shel dovel atzliach la'amod boy. To the extent that a person understands the nisoyin, so too the ability to withstand the nisoyin and to not sliach, and it gets bigger. You know, they say half the solution is knowing the problem. Mm-hmm. To understand what the nisoyin is, you've got a chance. If you don't know what the nisoyin is, you've got no chance. Adam shadeh bedeh brura v'umahu l'lachem. Person knows what he's fighting for. U'mevin heitiv maduah l'lachem. He knows why he's fighting, why he's in a war. Shoyv metochechi nafshoy es hakoyach v'ha'utzma l'lachem. He finds the koyach inside himself to fight if he knows what the stakes are. You send a soldier off to Vietnam, he didn't go fight in the rice paddies there. What's he going to do? He knows what he's fighting for. It's a chuvah. Yeah, but he's defending his little village, and he knows that if he doesn't defend his village, you know, the woman and the children locked up in the, you know, in danger, he fights with everything he's got. He knows what's at stake. But there is Avraham Necham lo Agoyim neged Klal Yisrael. The war in the previous generation is a war against Klal Yisrael. Avanu esanat mitzrot, we survived the Christianity. Mosra tzlav ha-inquisitia. Sreifus ha-Talmud. Zairus tat v'tak, tach v'tat. Hashoah v'od v'od. Klal Yisrael in the last 2,000 years has been enormous yisurim and yisreinus. Kol eilu ayam milchomas neged ha-klal. But they're all against Klal Yisrael. V'doiris ovru nilchamu ha-yeitza v'chailoisov ba'am Yisrael. Ha-yisa zu milchoma klalis. It was a klali milchoma against Klal Yisrael. Gama ha-skola ha-rura. The cursed a scholar, va'achreya tzoynis, the secular Zionists, who were the continuation of the scholar, that you can be a good Jew without keeping Torah. That's what Zionism was. That's what Herzl's dream was. Jewish people keeping Christianity. That's what they wanted. Hayom milchomas keneged haklal, but they're all against the klal. V'kol oisam milchomas misha dobek begedoyl Yisrael. Whoever cleaved to Gedol Yisrael, to the courtyards of Hasidus, to the yeshivas, saved themselves. And they were able to hold on tight to the scholar. And there were very few that did, by the way. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky said about himself, him and his chavrusa were the only two people left in the yeshiva. And the only reason he stayed there was the money. He had an uncle who was in America already. He was sending him money every month to the Rosh Yeshiva to give him money to carry on learning, because it was the only thing that kept him in the basement. You know, we talk about the great yeshivas of Litter before the war. How many bochrim were in the entire Litter? How many yeshiva bochrim were there? Well, afterwards you went to Slobodka. Yeah, you didn't go to Slobodka until you'd done some learning before. He's talking about before, when he was a kid in yeshiva. Yeah, Slobodka 250 Talmidim. Great Slobodka. You know, 250 Bokrim. The Mir was having 600 with all the Reichim and the Rabbonim and everything that landed in Shanghai was 638 Talmidim. A handful, there was a handful of Talmud HaChachomim left in Europe. But the ones that cleaved to the Yechidim that were able to cleave to Torah survived. The matzah is completely different. It's a different war. If you're going to fight the war today with the kalim they used then, you've lost before you start. The goyim out there are not fighting against Klal Yisrael. In principle, we'll have to see. There's still a few wars against the Yidden and Klal Yisrael. Certainly Yishmael, but we'll see what Yishmael's tafkid is. Yishmael's tafkid is not to fight against Klal Yisrael. He's not a malchus, and he's not coming to take the malchus from us. Ha'ilam tafuch. The nakot dugma kedelas bezois. If nei do shnayim, one or two generations, yudisha yoise velo tnu a kala shel bizayoin, tlapoisa ish yamach shmoy, hayunidon miyad lemisa. 100 years ago, 200 years ago, somebody who would mevazah, or do anything public to mevazah, the founder of Christianity, would be put to death on the spot. On the spot. Today you can do what you want. The Christians are under attack from every corner, and you can mevazah the cross in America, whatever, no one's going to do anything to you. You might get a small fine. But what are you going to do? Who's going to... maybe the Vatican I wouldn't start up with them yet, but anywhere else in the world, not more than 100 years ago, to Mavaza, Christianity was a capital crime. Today it's nothing.
It's ideology, no. It's a kolefke.
Kolefke.
Yeah.
הפרודס הדת מן המדינה ודמוקרטיה הם הסיסמאות השולטות בעולם. What rules in the world today is democracy, and it's not even democracy anymore, it's הפקרות. אנוכי. קיים המלחמה היא יחידיניסט. Today the war is a personal war. מלחמה נגד כל יהודי בנפרד. It's against each Jew individually. יושב לו יהודי בדוד בביסוי. Ein Israel, the Jew is in his house on his own, no one sees him. Beyodo machshi katan, she internet shmoy. This is written 25 years ago. In his hand, no, maybe I'm exaggerating, 20 years ago. In his hand is a little machine called internet. Ubelechitzes kafto achat, one push of a button, hushakur miyad bezuhum agadele b'yaseb oilom. He's up to his eyeballs in the worst sewerage that you could ever imagine. Since the door of Mabel, there wasn't a tumor, there wasn't a bacterial infection, spiritual bacterial infection as serious as this one. There's not a war against the klal. Ze milchoma keneged hayochi. Zoyzvoy b'milchoma kashezu. היהודי יוכל האישה עם כל הסימונים היהודים החיצוניים. Today in this milchoma, you can keep all the simonim of a frum Jew on the outside. הוא עטו בשטריימל וקפוטה, או במגד וחליפה, he's got his hat and jacket, he's got his two buttons, he's got his three buttons, he's got his no buttons, he's got his קפוטה, his שטריימל, לא משנה. He goes to mikveh 30 times a day. ואילו בפנייסה הוא גוי כי הוא קשור לכל ממתי שערי תומה. Oh, but he's a walking guy. I'm not saying anything, I'm just reading and translating. I'm insulting anybody. He's drowning in ממתי שערי תומה, and you wouldn't know. אין איש יודע. זו אישו רוחניס במלוי מובן המילה. This is a spiritual holocaust, literally, with every understanding of what that word means. כל העולם כולו מעניין ללכוד נשמה של יהודי יוחיד. The whole world is out there trying to trap, not Klal Yisrael, in David Yidden. הוא עומד לבד ממש, and he's on his own. מול כל העולם, the whole world's fighting against him. זו המלחמה שלנו, בזמננו זו הניסיון שלנו, ניסיון חדש שלא היה יודע עד כה. This is a new ניסיון that we've never known before, and we don't know how to deal with it. Therefore, we have to learn how to deal with it. Because if we have the nisoid, it's obviously what we need. And we have what it takes to win. Hine. Im bil milchoma gash misaklal hu, in a physical war, person goes to war, what's the most important thing you need to know in war? Die a soiv. You have to know your enemy. Understand him and know who he is. הלחס כמה וכמה של מלחומה הגדוי למלחומה סייצה, אם לא נסקין, לדעת היכן נמצוא עם כוי חסוהב, אין לנו סיכוי לנצח. You have to understand your enemy, you have to know where he is, you have to know where he is כוי חסוהב, because if you don't, you can't win. And he's out there fighting. The biggest mistake is to think you don't have a Yetzer Hara. Or to think the Yetzer Hara is not that interested in you, or the Yetzer Hara doesn't want to kill you. That's the first mistake. You think he's your friend. He always, the Yetzer Hara always pretends to be your best friend. He even calls you I. The Yetzer Hara talks in the first person. I need this. I have to have this. What was it? That's you. How do you identify with your Yetzer Hara? You have to know who he is and understand he's out to get you. I'm being accused of being paranoid. This milchoma which we described above. Im lo nishtamesh beklia milchoma shenosim l'Abraham Avinu, ein lanu kolef shulut nitzach. You have to know that if you're not going to use the weapon that Abraham Avinu gave us, you can't win. If you're going to use the weapon that Yitzhak or Yaakov gave you without using Yaakov's weapon, you're finished. You can't win. Ava'omer, what is that? Hagaiva hayudit. Kosher Jewish pride. Avraham Avinu haya kamoini yochid v'boided bil mechamose. Avraham Avinu was alone. One person alone in a major war. Achkiven shuragir la koros hayemes. Kibishvili nivra ha'olam. He arrived at understanding that truth. Bishvili nivra ha'olam. Dainu shakolosh boruch hu tzarich oti kiviyochol. Hashem needs me kiviyochol. And I can do things for Hashem, and I can be mitchesed in Hashem. And with that, he was able to withstand all the nishoynus, because he understood how important he was. When you understand how important you are, it's a different war. If you think you're a nobody and a nachid, what difference does it make? And who cares? What chance do you have? Sharei, 1 second. Sharei, basorin is soynus nisnos Avraham Avinu v'omad b'kulon. Avraham Avinu went through 10 tests, and he withstood them all. And as we said before, we're all going to go through those 10 tests.
But today it's a war. It's like an epidemic, a magefa of tuma. You can't go against this one. You go outside. If it's like an epidemic, that means you have to be closed.
You can't close. That's the problem.
Yes,
you
yes.
can't.
Yes. So what?
It used to be that the way you fought that Yetzer was you locked yourself inside. The problem is the Yetzer is inside already. You can't.
It's what,
so that's what we're learning how to deal with. That's what we're learning. Today can't keep your children off the street.
Yes.
So what do? You have to give them the kalim to meet more dead with the street. Today, there used to be a time where you could send your kid to yeshiva and you knew you were safe.
Yes.
Today you have to teach your child how to meet more dead with the yeshiva. The yeshiva is not a safe place anymore. Kepshutoi beis vaad lesnus. What's beis vaad lesnus? What's a beis vaad? It's a gathering of the wise people. Where's that? In yeshivas. Says the Mishnah, before Mashiach comes, beis vaad lesnus. Kepshutoi. There used to be a time when you got your son into a good yeshiva and he was safe. And what used to do? He was davening and he wouldn't have with his friends in other yeshivas. The tefillah looks a bit different today. Rebecca once said, a few years ago, he said, you used to daven that your kids would go to yeshiva and they'd be good, healthy Jews. Mm-hmm. Yeah? Then you used to daven, okay, that they wouldn't use drugs. Today you daven that they use clean needles. There were only over 100 heroin overdose deaths in New York in the film community last year. Over 100. Heroin overdose deaths in the film community in greater New York. That's a frightening statistic.
Because
how do we sleep at night?
Outside, that means you cannot be hermetic, that means...
We have to fight. What? How do you fight? We're going to learn, that's why we're here. You're right, it's an epidemic. How do you fight an epidemic?
Yeah.
We'll see how you fight this epidemic. Hanisoyin toikef imam Yisrael mikobo umapil chalolim rabim. Multitudes falling. Yipo mitzit ka'elef urevova miminecho. How does that pasuk finish? Eilech lo yigosh. It slips into the singular. Eilech lo yigosh. There's a place where a person can survive this. We have to find it. And then give it to our children. The Shabbos Rabbi is Oiles al Moked Inquisitia Shel Tabu Tamarav Mideyoim Beyoimer Harala Ruchoni Amufuza Bokol Makom Ma'aim Libloya Es Nishmosenu La'avdo B'Shol Tachtis. The spiritual poison that is spread into every corner stands to swallow up all our neshamas and lose everything and drop them into the lowest places. Hashoah ruchanis mitracheshes leneged einenu. The spiritual holocaust is taking place in front of our eyes if we have the courage to look at it. Kol mashev beis alul lafuch letai gazim umesreifes ruchanios. Every home computer is capable of being turned into a gas chamber. He once said this in a shiur somewhere, and the Rav said he'll never invite him back again to speak. He was very offended by comparing the holocaust to the internet. He was horrified. He came to me 3 weeks ago to say Rabbi Abu was right. He was right. He's busy telling me how bad the internet is. He's, he works in Chinuch here. He's very involved here. He tells me, oh, what's going on? I said, it looks just like it looks just like Auschwitz. He says, you're right. I said, don't you remember how you told me how you offended by Rabbi Taubin you were? He says, he was right. I was wrong. He was right. No one can help you. What's Hashem doing to us? How do you survive? How do you hold on to your pure neshama? And I'm telling you, the frightest part of this milchama is not that they're off the derek, but they look frum. What's frightening about this milchama is that they can be learning and steiging beautifully and still be memtei sharik tuma. When I was a mashgiach 20 years ago in Midrash Shmuel, you could tell very quickly when a bacher was doing what he shouldn't be doing. Where did you see it? His davening was yored, his learning, whatever, his son is having a problem with chavrusas, he can't learn, he doesn't understand. You know straight away there's something going on. Today you wouldn't know. You would not know, I'm telling you now. I happen to know certain bachrim that everybody thinks are the best bachrim, whatever, I happen to know what they're up to at night. Steiging a veil, two Sidorim a day, and third Seder, Memte, Sharek, Tume. And the next day is back in the yeshiva. Roy, I don't know about Roy. I don't have statistics. I don't know about Roy. I'm saying I don't know. You tell me I don't have statistics. I know there's yeshiva katanas. There's yeshiva katanas. I don't know which ones, where ones, whatever. Where there wasn't a bocha who hadn't watched movies on a regular basis. That's yeshiva katana. How do you get a bocha not to watch a movie today? When all his friends are doing it. Don't send him to yeshiva. What do you do?
Probably.
You have to give him the kalim to deal with it.
Keep him home.
You can't keep him home. That's another khurban.
No.
And the homes are so clean today. Yes. We have to. We could win Auschwitz. We could win the Inquisitia. So this is spiritual. You know what? I don't know whether we can win this fight, but I can. That's why. This is in Muhammad Sayyid. Can I survive? That's the first question. Each individual. Afterwards, you want to try and, you know, if you manage to survive, you've got some kalim, teach it to the next door. You have to try. You have to do the best you can. They're not your kids, they're Hashem's kids. You have to do the best you can. But the best you can starts with me. I've got to clean myself up. I've got to get my act sorted out first. You see, there are beautiful kids in the world today. Beautiful, clean, tall kids that don't want to have anything to do with the schmutz. I know kids that won't go near it.
That's not kids. I just read a stat that divorce rates in the Haredi community are rising. And what's the main reason? It's because of one of the spouses is losing his desire to be religious.
Yeah, we'll see. We're going to discuss that now. That's going to be a big...
But it's happened. I mean,
yeah, it's happening all the time. That we understand. That we understand.
Family, it's now not only affecting children. I mean, the kids, it's...
Of course. But that's the same problem. So what they do when they see the divorce rate is they start changing Jewish marriage. Mm. They start trying to fix Jewish marriage. Mm-hmm. Jewish marriage is not the problem. Jewish marriage is fine. The problem is the marriages have become Goyisha marriages. So the marriages are not being matzliach because they're Goyisha marriages. The way that the adrocha that the zug got, the way they dated, the way they've got married, the aspirations they have, what they want from each other, has nothing to do with Yiddishkeit anymore. Those are Goyish marriages. So they're not matzliach, the same way as a Goyish marriage is not matzliach. So how do they solve the problem? No, how do they solve the problem is by trying to fix up Jewish marriage and make changes in Jewish marriage. There's nothing wrong with Jewish marriage. You just got to play by the right rules. Just no one knows what the rules of engagement are anymore. They take a goy, they put a kippah on him, and they can't understand why he behaves like a goy. A goy with a kippah is a goy. A goy with a shtramel is a goy.
If someone has bad midot, he cannot succeed. It's inside.
The problem here is bigger than bad midot. The problem here is a lack of understanding of what your purpose in the world is. Macha vosu balomi doesn't know why he's living. Balomi vin, he wants everything. This is the generation of selfishness. for a person to understand, lo bishvili ani bore, I wasn't created for me. I'm not here for me. John explained that to this generation. I'm here to help other people. I'm here to give. I'm not here to take anything from this world. You got to go and explain that to a narcissistic generation. So let's stop there on that happy note. Can ich beinen bedoven nira? She ain't shum eitza. Ela ach varach liyais kaadram avinu b'shaisa liyais misesig in koinu. There is one solution. Take a Kodesh Baruch Hu hand in hand like Avraham Avinu and hold on tight to a Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's the only solution. To do that, you have to build an inner world. It's very hard to build the inner world when the Chitzoni world is so strong. That's very interesting. I'm not going to put this down in writing yet, but I'm working on a sugya at the moment. What's the cause and what's the symptom? Is internet the symptom of the spiritual destruction, or it is a cause? I'm getting more and more achocha from the Torah that the internet is a symptom, not a cause. What causes the internet is our lack of pnim. Our lack of pnim creates an upheaval, an uprise of chitzoyin. And then of course it plays into a circle. But what causes the internet is not the internet comes and we lose pnim. We lost pnim at all. The internet. I'll show you a pasuk in Chumash. Huh? Correct. So what I'm saying is we think that the internet is what's causing the inner destruction. It's not. The inner destruction caused the internet. What caused the Mishkan? What caused the Mishkan? What caused the Mishkan? Chet HaEgel. Besada. Besada. According to the Shita that says... What caused the Mishkan? The Mishkan Yechasi, what was before the Mishkan, was a very physical chitzoni edifice. What caused it? Chet HaEgel. There was a breakdown in Pnim that caused it. You know who demanded the train? You know why there's a train? Train.
Train.
Chuk chuk. You know why there's a train? The Torah demanded the train. There was so much Bittul Torah. With a wagon and cart. People need to travel from Gateshead to London in a wagon and cart. How long did it take? 3 days, whatever, booming around, whatever. You couldn't learn. It was very hard, very tiring. People never learned. Torah went to Hashem and said, I demand a train. How did the Chofetz Chaim learn when he was on a hosen cart? People had the koich to do it. People's koichos were yoyred, their pnim was yoyred. So you needed a new physical invention. So the guy who invented a train, whatever they used it for, once something comes into the world, it can be used for good or bad. Why was the aeroplane invented? I think Moshe Feinstein said, the aeroplane was invented so Aaron Kotler could give a share in Lakewood and Yerushalayim on the same day. Why do we have telephones? Why did we have, the Chofetz Chaim said, why do we have cameras, telephones? To know, Ein Ro Oizen Shamat. What did they do before? They knew it. We don't know it anymore. So there's a lack of ruchnias. What does that do? It gives rise to a chitzoni invention. Once that's inventions in the world, it goes anyway. The way to take away the nisoyin is to fill yourself up spiritually, is to build the inner world. You can't fight the external world. Try. You try and fight the external world. You can't. So how do you fight it? You light a candle.
What do you say
when
about
you walk into a dark room, when you walk into a dark room, what do? You push the dark away? You can't. The dog's got you. It's bigger than you. So what do? You light a candle. How do you get rid of the chitzoni world and the cleaving and the immersion in the chitzoni goyish world? Build the inner world. Forget about fighting the outer world. Light a candle in yourself. Build your own neshama. Build your own keshe with Hashem. Start building yourself and your relationship with Hashem, and the outside world disappears.
What do you say about all the Torah that's being disseminated on the internet and all that?
Could be that's why we have it. Could be. You know, many people become frum through the internet. Maybe that's what it's there for. I don't know. I don't judge. When Yirmiyahu Navi comes and he writes, you know, Eicha Alpaim Shmona Yisrael. You know, when we read Megillus, Ich versuche Mashiach. We've got Megillas Eicher, Koheles, we've got Megillas Esther, you know, we've got Sefer Yao, Malachim. Someone's going to have to sit down and write a Megillah on this generation. We'll see what that sugu is about. But you must know one thing. Everything in the world is Parav. This is Parav. This Torah is never Parav. This is Parav. This is Parav. This is Parav. What you do with it determines whether it's good or bad. Some things, they do have positive value to them, but it could be too dangerous. You don't use it. There's certain medications that are very good, but the side effects are so devastating, you don't take them.
Might kill you.
Oh, so you have to know. You have to know. But our grandparents didn't go through this nisoyim when they watched their children running away from Yiddishkeit and running off to the Ascholon communism. And the Baba sat there crying and pleading, Akosh Boko, bring my kinderlach break, bring my kinderlach. There was almost nothing left. If it wasn't for the Holocaust, there would be nothing left. Akosh Boko always takes us out the oven before we become chometz. Hashem never lets us get lost. Klal Yisrael is on the verge of being lost in Spain. What happened? Out. Klal Yisrael is being on the verge of being lost in Europe. What happens? Hashem says, Arois, out of here. And look at the rebuilding that took place since then. Spanish Inquisition, look what it gave rise to. It went to Portugal, and eventually they made it into Europe, and made it into England, and that was the whole revival. Hashem's never going to get us that lost. That's the message of Pesach. That's matzah. When you eat matzah, what's the message you have to take through the year with you? Hashem will always take us out of oven before we come from it.
But before,
that's what's frightening about what we're going through now.
The goyim were rejecting the Jewish. I mean, assimilation was not possible. No, it's...
That's Esav Achi. That's the two tchufas, tchunas. I'm much more scared of Trump than I am of Obama. Obama loma freely. Shem will take care of him. Trump's my problem. He's your big buddy, he's your big friend, because it suits him right now. What'll be tomorrow when he changes his mind? And now you're stuck with him because he's your best friend. He's living in your house now. Whatever he asked for, you've got to give him. Obama asked you for something and tell him, take a hug. Who are you? I'm not listening to you. Trump comes along and says, listen, just give them back this, do this, talk, you know, come on, make a bit of peace, whatever, what's the thing I'm going to say? Take a hark.
Just go on. It's as it is, huh?